This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he had helped broker a 72-hour ceasefire in Sudan. Meanwhile, VOA Cindy Sain tells us more about the ongoing evacuation process for several countries, including the U.S., during the ceasefire.
A U.N. convoy carrying 700 people completed a dangerous 850-kilometer trip from the embattled capital Khartoum to Port Sudan on the Red Sea coast, as foreign countries and organizations continued to extricate their personnel from the violence between the two warring factions in Sudan. On Saturday, the U.S. military sent three Chinook helicopters to evacuate the American embassy staff from Khartoum. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Russia has now threatened to scrap an initiative that enables the safe export of grain from Ukrainian Black Sea ports to world markets. The threat comes as the group of seven leading industrial nations warned they may impose more sanctions.
Russia's former president, Dmitry Medvedev, said Sunday that if such a ban happens, Moscow will terminate the Black Sea Grain Initiative. That agreement, brokered by the United Nations and Turkey, enables the vital export of grain from Ukraine's Black Sea ports to world markets through the joint inspection of vessels at a facility in Istanbul. Ukraine is the world's fifth biggest producer. Around 28 million tons of grain have been exported under the deal since July. Experts warn its termination could have a devastating impact amid a global food crisis.